Have you ever found yourself wondering if you'll make it through the storm that you're facing? Grab your coffee and join me as we discover the incredible comfort of knowing that even when life feels out of control, Jesus is closer than you think. Has there been a time in your life when you thought you wouldn't survive a situation or a struggle you were experiencing? Death, grief, divorce, the unbearable loss of a child, a career destroyed, a financial crisis that took everything. One thing is certain about this life: storms will come. And sometimes it feels like those storms are so overwhelming, like a boat being tossed in the swells of an ocean, knocking you overboard. The waves crashing over your head, and they threaten to take you under, and you struggle to just stay afloat, but you're weak, and you're tired, and you're weary. And you just want to scream at the storm, stop, but it's relentless. But there's this beautiful moment in the midst of the storm where a hand reaches out and wraps around you, holding you until the storm is past. This morning, I want to tell you about that hand. If you've got your Bible, let's look at John chapter 6 this morning. We're going to start in verse 16. Now, when evening came, his disciples went down to the sea. They got into the boat and went over the sea towards Capernaum. And it was already dark, and Jesus had not come to them. Then the sea arose because a great wind was blowing. So when they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and drawing near their boat, and they were afraid. But he said to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." Then they willingly received him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land where they were going. Jesus was constantly teaching the disciples, not just about understanding the Word of God, but of the power and the authority that was within himself. And in this passage that we're reading from John 6, he quickly takes us through a terrifying situation where the disciples, they're out on the Sea of Galilee and they're caught in this sudden storm. And yet, in the midst, there's a man calmly walking towards them. Now, I mean, any of us would have been wondering the same things that were kind of going through the minds of these disciples, right? We'd be asking, but how? I mean, we're 3 or 4 miles from shore. The water's over 150 feet deep. The waves are huge. I mean, this is impossible. They were terrified. But look at Jesus's response. It wasn't, "I'll take care of this," or "Hold my sandals, I'll be right back." Jesus said, "It is I. Be not afraid." The point is, this life brings storms. Most of them we have no control over. And sometimes they feel like they come out of nowhere. But I want you to know this: there's hope. Jesus didn't prevent the storm from happening, but as the storm was raging, he told them he was there with them and for them not to be afraid. Just like with us. He may not prevent or get rid of the terrible situation or the storm that we're in, but Jesus promises to be with us in the midst while the storm rages, and we don't have to be afraid. This is the only peace there is, knowing that because we are His children, because we have been forgiven and saved, He'll be with us through all of life's storms. Whatever you're going through, you can't do it alone. You're going to grow weak and weary and unable. Only with Christ can you have peace and comfort during these struggles of life. Reach out. He's there waiting for you. Hey, let's talk a little bit more about the peace of God this morning and the storms of our lives. I'm going to send you a few questions to help guide us as we spend more time with the Lord. And if you haven't signed up for those texts yet, all you have to do is just text the number that's on your screen. Hey, thanks for joining me this morning. I hope you enjoy your day.